This is Travel in the Bluegrass with your host, Alan Watts.
A Bracken County farm is filling a number of roles for a husband and wife that come from vastly different backgrounds but love the agricultural life. Today we meet Alex Hersha, who says his wife, Drew, is truly the farmer in the family.
Her family's farmed for a couple generations. Used to be a dairy and tobacco farm, like many people, in a very small rural area here in northeastern Kentucky, Bracken County. Then we moved here back and helped her parents, and since their passing, we've kind of carried on the farming tradition.
Alex says they raise cattle and have a greenhouse.
Mostly cattle and hay, and we're experimenting with some hemp. Haven't really sold much yet from last year. We're still waiting on that. COVID-19 kind of got in the way of that as well, like so many other things. And then we also have a greenhouse nursery business, and so that's basically what we do.
Yeah, the greenhouse has been pretty busy this year.
We've had so much rain in this area, lots of people replanted their gardens twice. So we've sold out almost everything that we've had this year, which is the first time. And I think it's kind of neat. It's fun to people come in and say, well, I'd like a tomato plant. I go, well, what kind would you like? You go, well, I don't know, whatever you got. I said, well, we've got about 30 different varieties of tomato plants.
Travel in the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
If you really enjoy the stories you hear on Traveling the Bluegrass, we'd like to invite you to listen to the whole visit uncut. Just type youragedge.com into your browser. You'll find Traveling the Bluegrass uncut stories in long form, so you don't miss a thing. You'll also find lots of ag news and farm pictures from across the Commonwealth. You can also find all the Kentucky communities that Traveling the Bluegrass can be found. Remember to visit youragedge.com.